Beginning the current daf, Masechtas Zvachim daf Mem Ches. Beginning the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues explaining the Mishnah from our previous daf, which opened up this parak, the fifth parak Eiz Mekayimin, which speaks about where is the place of Kach Kachim of the highest standard of Karbanos, that is in the Tzafon in the north. So the first case that now the Mishnahis go through and delineate those different Karbanos, Par V'sar She'em Kippurim B'chulu, the bull and the he-goat, which are brought on Yom Kippur, one for the Kahanim, one for the Jewish people, they are slaughtered and its blood is received in the northern part of the Hazar. So on that, as the Gemara, Mechti, let's see regarding the formation of the different cases of Kach Kachim being done in the north. Tzafon Be'eliksiv, the primary source of the Halacha of knowing that the Avodas have to be done in the north, is actually written by the Karban Oila, the Oila Sain, when one brings from the small livestock of Karban Oila, as it says in Meikra, as we're going to see later on, V'shachat Oisai al Yerchem Mizbech Tzafon, you have to slaughter the Karban Oila on the northern part of the Mizbech, which is in the northern part of the Azara. So Nisni Oila Bereshiv, that's the source of all the other which are derived from Oila that has to be slaughtered in the north. Why don't we say Oila first if that's the primary source? Why do we start with the Parvisar Shem Kippur? Says the Gemara, Chatos, Aidi de Asim Midrasha, the Par and the Sar of Yom Kippurim are sin offerings. Since they are learnt out from Midrasha, from a Hekesh, because the Pasuk in the Yukar Dalet says, B'makam Asher Tishchat Ha'Oil, in the place where you slaughter the oil, that's where you slaughter the Karban Chatos, it's actually Chavivale, it's actually more dear. Something that's written explicitly is one thing, but something that we learn from Midrasha is actually more dear because that's something as from exposition, and therefore we actually say it first. So they asked the Gemara, okay, but why specifically Parvisar Shem Kippurim? V'nisni chatois ha-chetzein, you say the more generic Karban Chatos, the outer ones brought on the outer Mizbeach, why do we specifically start with the Parvisar Shem Kippurim? Says the Gemara, Aydi de nichnas dam lefnei v'lefnim, since the bloods of these Karban Chatos, of the Par and Sar Shem Kippurim, are brought inside the holiest, of, it's brought inside the Heichel on the Mizbeach Hazav, so chavivile, it's more dear. We want to say a drasha first before the primary, which is Chatos, but in the Chatos we'll say the Parvisar Shem Kippurim because it's a holier, it's brought inside the Mizbeach Hazav, in contrast to the regular Chatos that are brought outside. So now the Gemara explains. So, V'tzefayne be'ayla hechig siva. Where do we know that the Karban Ayla, which as we said is the primary source, needs to be slaughtered in the northern part of the Hazar? Says the Gemara, it's a pasuk, V'shachat eitzay al yerech Mizbeach tzefayne. You slaughtered on the side of the Mizbeach on the northern part. Says the Gemara, fine, Ashkechan ben Sain. So you have the source when it's small livestock, because that pasuk is Tomo, when it's Sain, when it's sheep. Ben Bakr Minolon, when it's cattle, when it's the larger livestock, the larger animals, how do we know that those types of Karbanos Avayla also need to be done in the northern part of the Hazar? Says the Gemara, Amakra, the pasuk before that says, Ve'im Minat Sain, which was this parsha when it's Tomo, and if it's from the sheep, and it goes on to say, which it says has to be slaughtered in the northern part. Now, Vav, it says, Ve'im Minat Sain, and if it's from the sheep. Vav Maisaval in Rishon, Vav is always end. It's a continuation, it's a connection from the first topic that it was talking about. So therefore, V'yalamed Elyon, we learn out the upper, the previous parasha, which was talking about an oila that's a ben bakr, which was from cattle, which is a previous parasha before that of ben sain. We learn it out, mitachten, from the lower parasha, because the Vav is connecting, saying that they have the same halachas, just like by the tzain, it says the carbon oila has to be slaughtered in the north, so too the previous parasha of bakr. So that is the Gemara Hanichal Mandalma Malamdin. That's only well according to the pin that holds that you could learn out the previous parasha from the next parasha through the Vav, which connects and adds on, and it's saying that they're connected in their teachings. Elamandama Imalamdim, but according to the pin that says that you cannot learn out the previous parasha from the next parasha with the Vav. Michael Memo, what are you gonna say? How do you know that by Ben Bakr it also requires by Karban Oil to be slaughtered in the north? As the Gemara brings the Tanakh Luna Braisa, seemingly it's a machlekes Tanayim, if you say Vav Maisiv to learn the Elyon Mitachtim. How so? Because the Pasuk says a Meikra by the Ashim Toli, which is if someone's not clear if he violated a sin to bring a Karban Chatos, he has to bring an Ashim Toli, which is a suspended Karban Ashim. Pasuk says, V'nefesh V'gomer, that if there's going to be a person who Kisechde is going to sin, now the previous parsha was the parsha of Me'ilah, which is if someone misappropriates from Hekdesh, and he definitely knows that he did that, because he found out later that he had benefit from Hekdesh by mistake, so then he's liable for a definite Karban Asham, and Hashem Me'ilas it's called, a guilt offering regarding misappropriation of Hekdesh. And the parasha right after that says, regarding the halacha of Asham Tali, says the Braisa, it says, V'in Nefesh, that tells you l'chayiv al safek me'ilas, to tell you that there's going to be a liability regarding if someone's in doubt if he misappropriated. Let's say someone had two different items in front of him. One of them was hektish, and one of them was chulin. And he benefited from one of them, because he had thought initially that they were both chulin pieces. Now, he knows he benefited from one of them, but he doesn't know from which one he benefited. Was it from the hektish one? Was it from the chulin one? And that says the Braisa, he brings an ashram toli. He brings a suspended carbon ashram to protect himself from affliction until he knows for sure that he benefited from the one which was hektish and that he had misappropriated. And then he'll bring a definite carbon ashram known as a shama'ilis, and that's also, just like the ashram toli, a ram that's with two silver shkalim that he has to bring. That's the Rebbe Akiva, to tell you that this halacha of ashram toli, which is if someone's not sure if he did a sin, also applies to the previous parasha of me'ilas, that ashram me'ilas is also going to be chayiv if it's regarding a safek. However, the chacham say that no, regarding if someone's in doubt if he did me'ila or not, he's exempt from the carbon ashram. Now, that says the Gemara, my labokim mifliki, isn't this their machlekes regarding this concept that we said that it's toli in the machlekes tonight? Mar Savar Lameidin, Rabbi Kiva holds you could learn out the previous parsha, what we call Elyon, from the next parsha, what we call the Tachtain. Meaning, we're going to learn out the parsha relating to Hektish, which is Me'ila, from the next parsha, which is right below it, that of the Ashram Tali, to say that whoever benefits from Hektish will also have to bring an Ashram Tali if he's in doubt, if he misappropriated. But in Mar Savar Ein Lameidin, the Chacham hold that you don't learn out, and that's why they say you're going to be Potter. So therefore, you're teaching Ben Bakr by Oila has to be slaughtered in the north from the Vav being Maisiv learning Eli Metachten, that's only good according to Rebbe Kiva, but according to Chacham, what are you going to say? On that, Amar Papa, he answers the question. He says, no, the Kuli Amar Lameidin, everyone holds you can learn that Elyon from Tachten, therefore there's no difficulty, and that resolves already the Gemara's question how you can learn out that by Ben Bakr, by an Oila, by cattle, it's going to require Shechit B'Tzafen, because the Vav, the Ve'im Menatzayin, is adding on, and everyone agrees, even the Chacham, you can learn out the Elyon, the Ben Bakr, Mitachten, from that of the Tzayin. But as the Gemara proceeds to explain different interpretations, so then what is the reason that the Chacham disagreed with Rebbe Akiva and say that you don't say here also that the Ve'im Nefesh, the Vav of the Ashram Tali, is going to be connecting to the previous parasha of Me'ila to say that it's going to be Chayv on a Safek? Says the Gemara, any time of the Rabban, the reason of the Rabban and that hold that they're exempt is because of the following reason. Nemer Khan mitzvahs. It says over here by the Ashram Tali and by Yikrehe, Va'asasa achas mekal mitzvahs. Someone does, violates, by not sure if he did one of the mitzvahs, which is by the halacha of Ashram Tali, v'nemer b'chatas chelev mitzvahs. And also says, by the karma chatas, which is generally called chatas chelev, because chelev is like a common type of a sin that someone would do by mistake, which is forbidden fats of an animal, there it also says mitzvahs. So we make the following zereshav. Malahal, and just like over there by the karma chatas, that it's brought for dover, for something, what makes someone liable for karma chatas? If by mistake he does something, dover, shechayovnos, doing the karas, something that if he did it deliberately, he'd be chayiv karas, vashagagasi chatas, and now when he does it by mistake, he's chayiv karma chatas, as the Gemara in Hari Yistav Chesimanov learns out that that's what a karma chatas is, only for something that if he did deliberately, he'd be chayiv karas. So Afkan, the Gezer Shav of Mitzvahs, tells us also over here for the Ashram Tali, is only for a doubt of something, shechayovnos, doing the karas. That if he did it deliberately, he would be chayv karas, vashagagas, echatas. And if he did it by mistake, he'd be chayv echatas. And now, if you're not sure, that's when you'd be nashram tali. In contrast, the Chacham say, but by me'ila, where there is no chayv karas, and there is no definite bring asham, because here it's chatas, because here it's going to be an asham. Therefore, there's not going to have the halacha of an asham tali. Not because they don't say learn eli mitachin, you usually do. But we have a gzeres shava that tells us that you don't. So that says the Gemara, but Rebbe Akiva, he would tell you that this Gezerah Shabbat, you're learning a mitzvahs, Ashram Tali from Chatas, is coming to teach you a different idea. Malahal, and just like over there by Chatas, the carbon is bekavua, is by a concrete, definite carbon, whether you're poor or wealthy, you have to bring this one carbon. Afkan, also over here by the Ashram Tali, it's only going to come regarding a doubt of a sin that's bekavua, that's definite. But it doesn't have to be a carbon Chatas. And therefore the Me'ila, which is also a definite carbon, that of an Ashram, would also have the halacha of bringing an Ashram Tali. And that's why he does say that Me'ila is going to have a halacha of Ashram Tali. Lafuke, what it is coming to exclude from this gezeirah shava learning at Asham Tolev Mechatas is chatas to tumas mikdash ukedasha. It's a karma chatas that if someone when he goes into the base of mikdash or he partakes of kashrim in a state of tumah, where in this case of Asham Tolev by a suffix, if he's not sure if he went into the base of mikdash or he's not sure if he went in or not, since if he had definitely had done it. The halacha would be, it wouldn't be a chatas kavua, wouldn't be a definite carbon. The oilevi yarid hu, where it depends on how much money he has, where if he has a lot of money, he brings a carbon. If he doesn't, he brings a bird. If he has even less, he brings dali dalas, which is a flower offering. In that situation, that's what he's not going to bring. If he's not sure if he violated that sin, that's what he's not going to be chayav Hashem Tolev. But by me'ila, where it is a carbon kavua, albeit an ashem, you are going to be chayav an ashem Tolev if you're not sure if you violated. Whereas Rabbanan, they would tell you, no, ain't gzeira shava lemechza. You can't make a halfway gzeira shava. In other words, just like you agree from the gzeira shava mitzis, ashram tolev mechatas, that we learn out regarding this idea that has to be a carbon kavua, has to be a definite, not a oil of a yard, which depending on how much money you have. So therefore, you're also going to learn out for this idea that it only comes like by chatas, which is by a safakaris, which is excluding that of me'ila. So the Gemara asks of Rabbi Kiva Nami, that's a good question. According to Rabbi Kiva, in Gzeirah Shava Lamechtzi, he can't make a half of Gzeirah Shava. It's difficult on him. How does he say that by Me'ila is going to be an Asham Tali if it's not a Chatas? It's only an Asham when you do it definitely. So says the Gemara, Enoch Nami, you're right. You can't learn the half of Gzeirah Shava. So then why does he say by Me'ila that there's going to be Asham Tali? Because what they're disagreeing about is as follows. Rabbi Kiva held, V'im Nefesh Ksiv, it says, but the parasha after Me'ilis, it says the Asham Tali, it says, and if the soul is going to sin, the Vav is Maisav Alein Yerishin, the Vav is adding on to the previous parasha, that of Me'ilah, to tell you that it also has the Allah of Asham Tali. So the Gemara says, Rabban Anami, but then Rabban also Ksiv V'im Nefesh, it also says V'im Nefesh. So says the Gemara, Leim Abba Kamilfagi, seemingly what you're going to tell us is, has to be their Machlekis is as follows. The Marasavar Hekesh Adif. Obviously, you're saying Rabbi Kiva holds the Hekesh, the comparison from the proximity of the Me'ila Parasha to that of Hashem Tolei, comparing the two, is greater than the Gzer Shava of Matzis, of Mitzis, learning out the Hashem Tolei from the Chatas, where that's telling us that it should only be if it's a Chatas. This is telling us even if it's not a Chatas, because Me'il is near it. And the Hekish is better. We're a Maris of Gzeir Shav Adav, and you're telling me that the Chum obviously then hold the Gzeir Shav is stronger, more than the Hekish. And therefore it's going to be excluding Me'il. Says Gemara Lo, no. The Kuliyama had the Hekish Adav. We could tell you that really everyone holds that the Hekish is better. But, so then we understand Rabbi Kiva. The Hekish is telling you that Me'il is right near the Parsha of Hashem Tali. You say Me'il also has Hashem Tali. But Va'amilar Chabam, Rabban would tell you that what is the Hekish coming to teach us? Not like you're saying to learn out the Elgin from the Tachtan. No. Tachtan hu de gamma me Elgin. The Hekish is teaching us something different. You're right, usually Hekish is better. And we understand Rabbi Kiva. But the Chacham is saying that Hekish is not teaching what you're saying. It's teaching to learn out the Parsha of Asham Tolei from the Parsha of Asham Me'ilis. How so? La Asham bekesef shkolim. To teach that you have to purchase the carbon Asham with 2 silver slot. Because by the Asham Me'ilis it says, be'erkecha kesef shkolim. And we learn that Asham Tolei from the Asham Me'ilis. Why do we need to learn that Asham Tolei from Asham Me'ilis? Shlei Tome, that you shouldn't say the following logic. Lo yehei sveikoi. There should not be a doubt of violation of that which requires karas. Chame mevadoi. That should be more severe than when you definitely do the sin. Because mavadoi, if someone definitely knows he violated by mistake a sin of karas, the halacha is chatas bas danke. He has to bring a karma chatas. That could even be a sixth, meaning a ma of kesef, which is a sixth of a dinner. Now, as Rashi points out, it doesn't necessarily mean you even need that amount. It just means even very cheap. There's no set amount for how much money you have to spend on the karma chatas. So therefore, you would say the following logic. Av sveker, so then when you're not even sure if you even violated by mistake a sin that would bring on karas, it was deliberately, that asham bardanka, that the asham should also not require more than a sixth of a dinner. And that's why we needed the hekish to tell you that no, that the Asham Tali is just like the Asham Me'ilas, that just like there it's Kesef Shkolim, here it's also Kesef Shkolim, but not the other way around to learn that Elyon Metachten, and therefore you don't have that Hekesh to tell you that you learn that Me'ila from Asham Tali, and therefore you still have the Gzeirah Shavah learning from Chatas, which would exclude the Asham Me'ilas from having the Halach of Asham Tali, because it's not a Chatas, it's only an Asham when you do it definitely. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Kiva, Hasvar Menali, where does he know this logic? that Ashim Tole requires Kesef Shkalim. He can't learn out from the Hekish, because he's already using the Hekish to learn out Elyon from Tachton to say that Asham Ilus has the halach of Ashim Tole. Says Gemara, Nafkele Mizeis Torah HaAshim. It learns out from a pasuk that says, this is the law of the Ashim, which tells you, Torah Achas L'chal Ashamis, that there's one law for all the Ashamis. Just like we find by Asham Ilus, it's Kesef Shkalim, so to Ashim Tole, which is also an Ashim, is going to require Kesef Shkalim. So that has the Gemara, Tenech Manda Islei Tyrus. That works well only according to the one who holds of that drasha of the word Tyrus, saying it's one Tyrus for all of them, which this is discussed in the first Sugi Menachas, Daf Gimel and Beis. But Manda Leslei Tyrus Meicha Gamma, the one who does not expound the word Tyrus to tell you that they all have the same halacha, where would he know that things like Hashem Tali require Kesef Shkalim? Says the Gemara, Gama be'erkecha be'erkecha. He learns of a Megzeres Shavu where it says Ba'asham Tolei, and it says Ba'asham Gzeilis, which regarding theft also there's a chiv of Asham, that it says be'erkecha la'asham. And we learn that from Erkecha that it says Ba'asham Eilis, where there it says be'erkecha Kesef Shkalim. Just like over there requires Kesef Shkalim, so too by the other Ashams it also requires Kesef Shkalim. And that is the Gemara, Tenech Echadiksev be'erkecha. That works for those Ashams where it says the word be'erkecha. However, Asham Shivcha Harufa, but regarding the liability of Asham, we're having relations with a Shivcha Harufa, which is a halacha, one of the few halachas to require Asham, the Lake Sim Be'erkecha, where it doesn't say the word Be'erkecha in your value. Michael, man, what are you going to say? How do you know by the Shivcha Harufa, which is a certain type of maidservant, that there one is going to be requiring Kesef Shkalim? So it's the Gemara Gomen Ba'ail Ba'ail. For that, you have a different Gzeres Shava, where it says, by the Shivcha Harufa Be'el HaAshem, in the ram of the Ashem, and by Asham Me'ilis, it also says Be'el HaAshem. So therefore we have Gzer Shava also from Asham Me'ilis to there that requires Kesef Shkalim. Now, there are two other liabilities of Ashem, that of Ashem Nazar, and that of when the Mitzar brings a Ashem. They're actually not included in this drasha, because there it's actually not an ale, it's not a ram which is 2 years old, rather they bring a keves, which is a sheep, that's a lamb that's in its first year. Now, actually, as the Gemara says, increases the Chav Beis Mebeis, from the fact that an ale, a ram, which is 2 years old, you bring from two slime, so therefore a kevis, which is Ben Shana, in its first year, you actually bring it in a sela, you actually don't have to bring Kesef Shkalim, two silver, you actually bring it from one silver coin. Now, the Gemara continues the discussion, explaining the halacha of our Mishnah. So fine, we explained that how we know that the Karban Oila, both by Tzayin and the Parsha before, and from Yibmon Elyim Mitachtein, which we said everyone agrees to that concept, which is that regarding Ben Bakr of an Oila, also all the Karbanos Oila required to be slaughtered in the north. But Matas Gemara Chatas Menol and the Bayit Safan. How do you know that a Karban Chatas, which is going to lead to explaining the Parbis Soshim Mikipum, which are Chatais, that they also required to be slaughtered in the northern part of the Hazar? Says the Gemara, the Chsiv, because the Pasuk says, Biyikra, Beshachet Esa Chatas, that you slaughter the Karban Chatas, which these words Esachatas are superfluous because it's talking about the karmachatas. It should have just said v'shachat oisa, that you slaughter it. But rather it says v'shachat esachatas, you slaughter the chatas, b'mokim ha'oila, the place of where the oila is. So why do you need esachatas? So that's what's called a binyan av, it's a building block, to tell you that any carbon that's called a chatas, that it requires to be slaughtered in the north, just like the carbon oil is slaughtered in the north, that you shouldn't think to say that it's only by the si'iras yachid, the shigod of an individual's carbon chatas, which is in the context of this pasuk in Meikra is talking about, that's coming to say, no, every carbon chatas requires the north. So that's what the Gemara Ashkechan Shchita finds. So we have a source regarding slaughtering. Kabbalah Menon, where do we know that receiving of the blood also has to be in the north, like we said in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, because the Pasuk says later on, and the Gemara says, midam achatas, but the Gemara says actually, midama, that a kohen takes from its blood. Now this Pasuk is after it talks about the slaughtering, and it's by the chatas of a yachid, when the individual has to bring a sin offering. Now, the understanding sounds like, that it's still like it says, b'makam ha'ayla, because it's talking about right after the slaughtering, which was b'makam ha'ayla, now we're talking about receiving the blood, it also has to be where the ayla was. Now, because when it says v'lokach, that he's taking this pasuk, v'lokach ha'kayin, it actually means the receiving of the blood. As the Teres Kainim teaches the Gezeres Shava, here it says the word l'kicha, taking. And it says also over there in Shemais Chavdalad, v'yikach Moshe chatzi adam, that Moshe Rabbeinu took half the blood, v'yasim ba'ganas, he put it in the vessels, so we see the receiving of the blood is called v'lokach. So you see that the receiving of the blood also has to be m'makam ha'ayla, which is in the north. Says the Gemara, fine, but m'kabel atzmai, the one who's receiving the blood, regarding that he has to stand in the north and that he cannot be standing in the south and stretch his hand out into the north. We know the blood has to receive in the north. But this, they were saying that even the kohen who is receiving the blood, that he has to stand in the north and he can't stand in the south right next to the midpoint of the Azara, because that's the place where the south and north are mixed, and receive over there. Minolon, where do we know? Because the Gemara tells us later on that if he stands in the south and he receives in the north, it's actually going to be invalid. How do we know that he himself has to be in the north? Amakra, because the pasuk says velakach, that he takes. As the Gemara says, loy yikach. You could read the word velakach. You could take the vav and the lama, which is loy, and the kof ches and read a kach, and read it that he takes himself to the place of the blood. Velakach hakoyin midama, that himself take. He takes himself to the place of the blood. So says the Gemara, fine. Ashkachan the mitzvah. So we have a source for these halachas that they have to be initially like that. But la'akav minayin, how do we know that it will withhold the validity, that it's integral for that avodah, which we know regarding kachim, it says it once, fine, that says the mitzvah, but who said that it's going to be ma'akiv, that if it's not done that way, that it's actually going to be invalid? Says the Gemara, karach reniksiv. There's another pasuk that's written in B'yikr, which we know regarding kachim, whenever the pasuk repeats it a second time, that tells us that it's ma'akiv, where it says, v'shachat oisai. And this is in the context of the sar of the nasi, which is when the king sins, he brings specifically, unlike a yachid who has a choice, he has to bring a he-goat. So it says over there that he slaughters it, b'shachat oisai, b'mokam asha yishchat es oil, in the place of where the oil is slaughtered. So we see that it's saying that he has to bring it, he has to slaughter in the north. Now, b'tanya, learn the b'raisa, which is lengthy, till we have to the Gemara's answer, where do we know that the halacha of the north is ma'akiv, not just l'mitzvah? The b'raisa explains this pasuk. So okay, it says in the pasuk that the king should slaughter his sa'ir in the place where the oila is slaughtered. Now, heichen oila nishchata, where is the oila slaughtered? Betzafen, in the north. So the pasuk is telling us, afzeh betzafen. Also over here, the pasuk is teaching that you learn it from the oila, also has to be slaughtered in the north. However, as the b'raisa continues on the days, but v'chimekana talamat, is it really here from this source that is telling you regarding the sar of the nasi, specifically it has to be slaughtered in the north? But every carbon chatas was already included in the general category of chatais. But the pasuk already says, "Bimkayim asher tishchata oila tishchata chatas." In the place where the oila is slaughtered, that's where you slaughter the chatas. So halama yatzis. So why does it single out over here the sar of the nasi to tell you that it has to be slaughtered where the oila is, which is in the north? Says the brayso likvayle makam, that it's coming to establish a place for it, which is to repeat it to tell you that it's ma'akiv the place. Shem loy shachat abetzaf impossible, not just la mitzvah, but if you don't slaughter in the north, it's going to be invalid. Now that says the Brisa HaTo'im al-Kach Yotzes, are you going to say that's why he singled out the Sar of the Nasi, to tell you that it's ma'akiv? Or maybe actually that it's not ma'akiv. Ella, rather, the reason why it wrote it, because it actually says over there the word oisai, it, which is an exclusionary term, to teach you a different halacha. Shazer toin tzafin, not that it's coming to tell you that's ma'akim, but it's just telling you that when it says that it has to be slaughtered in the north, it's telling you that this sa'ir, the sa'ir of the nasi has to be l'mitzvah, maybe not la'akim, requires the north, but it's telling you to tell you as a mi'ah to exclude other se'irim, vein achar toin tzafin, but the other se'irim, like the se'iri yom kippurim, the se'iri avodis kechavim, when the Jewish people sin, and the Mesafim on the Moyadis, which are also Seirim, to exclude that they do not require the north. And so how would I explain the pasuk that says, wherever you slaughter the Eilu, that's where you slaughter the Chatzis, which in the north? There would be other behemoths besides for the Seirim, the He-Goats, because the word Eisai by the Sar of Nasi is an exclusionary term, excluding all the other Seirim. So maybe maybe it's teaching you that, not to tell you the Halach of being Ma'akiv. Tamalaymer, that's why we have a pasuk by the Seiris Yachid. And Vayikra Dalad, when it talks about by an individual, when he brings a she-goat, so it says over there, v'shachat es achatas, b'makam ha'ayla, it's Lord of the Karmachatas, in the place where the ayla is. Where really, it should have just written, v'shachat aysa. We already know it's Tomar achatas. Should have said, you slaughter it. Why does it say es achatas? That's extra words to teach you, zeh bana av. This is a building block, l'chol chatois, telling you for every Karmachatas, she tu'un is something that requires it to be done in the north. And therefore, that cannot be that the other pasuk by the Sar of Nasi is excluding all the other Seirim, because we have another pasuk that tells you every Karmachat is in the north. So, now, however, we have not yet learned that it's being ma'akiv, because you could say that it's teaching you that it's la mitzvah. and it's just coming to include Si'iri Chatois, where to tell you that we're not excluding it from the Eisai that it says by Sarab Nasi. Now, but later on the Gemara is going to ask, so, but then why do you need the word Eisai by the Sarab Nasi if you're not excluding the other Si'irim? Because you're actually including them from Esachatas that it says by the Si'iras Yachim. So continues the Brice. So fine. So Ashkechan Sar Nasi. So we have a source for the Sar of the Nasi, Bein Lemitzv Bein La'akav, because the Sar of Nasi was already included in the general category of Chatois, and it also singles it out a second time to say that it requires an oath, which we know that by Kachem, when it repeats it, it tells you that's Ma'akav. Shar Chatois, regarding all other Krabban's Chatois, Name Ashkechan Lemitzv. We have a source from Tishcha Tachatas, which is wherever the Chatas is slaughtered, that's it has to be where the Eila is, which teach you that at least it's a mitzvah, as at least initially it should be done in the north. But la'akev in Olin, regarding all other Chatas, we don't know that it's ma'akev. So it's the Braisa Dechsiv Bekisva, because it says by the halacha of the she lam, Uksiv Besira, and it says by the she goat. By all of them it says, Bimkoim Ashayishcha to Eilish, slaughtered where the Eila is slaughtered. Now the truth is, we already would have enough just from the Seira, from the she-goat. And you could learn that the Kisva, the she-lamb, from the she-goat, that we know it's Lemitzvah, because it says Esachatas. So when it repeats it and it says it again by the Kisva, it's another terminology to tell you that even the Chatois that are brought in the Panimius and the Mizbeach Hazav and all the other Seira, the Seira Golem, that even there it repeats it again to tell you that even there it's going to be Ma'akev. So the Gemara goes back now. Okay, fine. Say Elo Eisei Lomali, because we weren't sure. The Braisa said, "What is? Why does it say it again by Sar Nasi? Is it because to tell you it's Ma'akev over there, or maybe no? It's just to tell you that Eisei to be Mayit and exclude all other Seirim." And then we said, "No, we know all of the Seirim require the north, and even we just brought a source that they even been being Ma'akev." So then they asked the Gemara, "So then why does it say the word Eisei by the Sar of Nasi? What is it excluding?" So the Gemara, "I'm vitally look at the Tanya. Need it for like we learned in the following Braisa. The Braisa says." It says, regarding this carbon, that it requires to be slaughtered in the north, which teaches exclusionary term, the ein sar nachshon. However, the sar of nachshon, which was nachshon ben Amminadab, which was one of the 12 Nasim by the times of when they did the dedication of the mizbech, of the mishkan, that each nasi of the shevet of the tribe brought a carbon. So that sar, which was not coming for a sin, it was just a dedication, that does not require bitzaf, and that did not require to be slaughtered in the north. But Tanya, and we learned in the Braisa that, however, it was included that it requires smicha, that the animal has to be leaned on first. So therefore, you would have thought to say that it's also included that it has to be slaughtered in the north, and that's why we need eisai to exclude it, that it does not require slaughtering in the north. Because the pasuk says, "V'samach yodi al reisha sar," by the sar of the nasi, by when the king sins, it says he leans his hand on the head of the sar of the hegoat. Now it should have just said al reisha. We know we're talking about the sar. Should have said on its head. Why is it reisha sar? L'rab is sar nachshon l'smicha. It's coming to include a different sar that of the sar of nachshon, meaning of the nasiim, that it also requires smicha. That's the Rabbi Yehuda. Shimon Aimer says, no, the rabbi Siri Avedis Kechavim Lesmicha. It comes to include the sar of when someone does Avedis Zara, they have to bring a sar for smicha. Because the reason why Rabbi Shimon's including this is because Rabbi Huda actually excludes this sar of Avedis Zara from smicha. As the Gemara says, Mesechtos Menachas Tav Tzadik Beizim and Aleph, from the living sar Hamishtaleach, which is sent away, these two Seirim that are brought, one's Lashem, one's Lazazel, and Yavikipurim. The pasuk says of the besamach Aaron eshtei yodav al reisha sar hachai, that Aaron does smicha on the living sar. Which, what does it mean, al sar hachai? Hachai tells you that this sar requires smicha, but let's say a sar of a dezara does not require smicha. That's what Rabbi Yehuda learns over there. Now, Rabbi Shimon, however, expounds the pasuk differently. He says, hachai, the sar of Lazazel and Yavikipurim, that requires Aaron hakohen, the kohen gadol. But you're right, the sar of a dezara does not require smicha with Aaron, but it does require smicha from the Ziknei Ha'edah, because it's a communal sin of Avodah Zarah. And where does he know that it's done by the Ziknei Ha'edah? He learns it out from over here, where it's including the Sar of Avodah Zarah for smicha. So explains the Gemara, Salka Deit Chamina, I would have thought to say, Ha'il v'Srab l'smicha, since the Sar of Nachshon is included, that it requires smicha, so it's Rabbi Nam l'tzafen, so it's just like a regular Karma Chatlas, it's just required to be, like other Seirim, it's required to be slaughtered in the north. Kamash Malan, that's what Eisei is teaching by the Sar of the Nasi, to exclude the Sar Nachshon from requiring Shchita b'tzafen. On that, Maskel Ravina asked, Hanich Levi Yehuda, That's very well according to Yehuda, who he's the one who includes the Sar of Nachshon to require smicha. So therefore, yeah, he would require Isaac to exclude it from Tzafen. But Rabbi Shimon Maiklamem, according to Rabbi Shimon, who does not learn that it's included from smicha, he actually includes the Seir Avodah Zarah for smicha. So according to him, what are you going to say? What are you going to be excluding from the word Isai? We would not have thought that it should be requiring Tzafen because it does not even require smicha. So Amalei Marzucha Bereder of Tovel Ravina, he says, what's your question? What do you think it's even good according to Yehuda? Lamai dis Rabbi is Rabbi. What do you mean? For whatever you're including the Sar of Nachshon, which is for Semicha, that's what you're including it. Umay de lo is Rabbi. What you're not including it for, you're not including it. The whole Reba was only for Semicha, so why would we have thought that it requires Tzafen to say that Isa is excluding it? Now, Pachitam, if you're going to say no, Eloi might take Kroah, because had I not had Isa to exclude the Sar of Nachshon from the Pasig, Havamina Tesa Bibinyan Av, I would have thought to include it from a Binyan Av, from Beshachar Asachatas. Because it says to slaughter chatas and tzafen, the sar of Nachshon is also sar, which is like a chatas, and therefore required the north. On that, retorts back, says the Gemara, then smicha gufa, then smicha itself, the pasuk should have been silent, and teish mebin yav. We should have known it that it requires smicha from a building block, where it says, v'samach al roisha chatas, it could have said al roishai, that's a bin enough to say that whoever's called a chatas requires smicha, including also the sar of Nachshon. Why do we need a riboy, an inclusionary term, of Al Reish Asar? Ella rather, says the Gemara in conclusion of its question, why by Smicha did we require a Ribui? It's because without a Ribui, Midarius Logarmina, we would not have learned the halacha of Kachay Shah, temporary Kachim, which was a one-time phenomenon, that of the Nasiyim bringing for the Shvatim, the Sar, to learn it out from continuous future generation types of Chatois, which are for generations, so therefore we would not have known Tzmicha, so therefore it concludes the Gemara's question. So Achanam here also, from slaughtering in the north, why do I need Eisai to exclude it? As long as I don't have a Pasik, I would not have known it from a Bnei Av, because Midarius Legarmin, you cannot learn it out from future generation types of Chatois. So Ella rather says the Gemara, you're right. Eisai is not excluding the Sar of Nachshon from being the Dun North, because I would never have thought it's in the north to require to exclude it. Rather, Eisim itself, and what the Pasuk is excluding by the Sar of the Nasi, of the king, is that it has to be slaughtered in the north, Ve'ein Sheichet Bitzafen, meaning the carbon has to be in the north, but however, the one who's doing the slaughtering does not have to be standing in the north. If he wants to, he can stand in the south, near the north, stretch his hand out to the north, and slaughter it like that. That is the Gemara Sheichet, Midrabi Achi Nafka. The halacha that the slaughterer does not have to be in the north, that we know from the drasha of Rabbi Achia. The time the Gelun of Brais Rabbi Achia, I mean, he says, the Pasim Vikr says, V'shachar Oisei al Yerechem Ezbech Tzafayin, you slaughter it on the side of the Ezbech in the north. Matam Olam, what's the Pasik telling us? So says Rabbi Achia, L'fisha Mitzinu, Oim Ebitzafin, the Mekab Ebitzafin, because we find regarding if the Kohen is standing in the north, and he's receiving the blood of the animal in the north, that is what's required. And v'im amad b'darim v'kibol b'tzafen pasul. If the Kohen himself is standing in the south and he receives the blood in the north, it's actually going to be invalid, as we said previously on Amad Aleph, where it says v'lokach, that we learned v'lokach midam para, which is that we said that v'lokach can be read as loikach, he takes himself to the north. So Yochel Avzaken, you would think slaughtering is the same thing. Not only that it has to have to be slaughtered in the north, but the slaughter has to be in the north. Tamaloy ma'aysai, that's what the pasuk teaches it, which is Eisa B'Tzafen Ve'in HaShechet B'Tzafen. The Pasuk says, V'Shachar Eisa El Yerechem Zeich Tzafayin, to tell you that Eisa B'Tzafen Ve'in HaShechet B'Tzafen, that the carbon itself has to be in the north, but not that the slaughter has to be in the north. So we already know this drasha from Achia, so then we're back to the question, what do you need Eisa by the Sar of the Nasi? So the rather says a more different interpretation. Eisa B'Tzafen, what is it teaching us when it says that the Sar of the Nasi has to be in the north? Is Ve'in Ben Eif B'Tzafen. Only a carbon that's a behema, like the sar, like the higod, that requires to be slaughtered in the north. But a bird carbon, like the malika of the tyrin and b'nayayna by the pigeons and the doves, that although it's a carbon chatas, is not required to be done in the north of Azar. The time like we learn the brisa. Yachol yehei ben oif toin tzafen, you would think that a bird carbon requires the north, and says the brisa of a dinu. It's actually logical, it's a kal v'chomer to say that it does. Because in my ben tzayin, if regarding an animal carbon, that the pasuk did not require the slaughtering to be done with a kohen, because actually shechita bezaras k'sera, slaughtering with a non kohen is actually valid, and yet kavalei tzafen, and still the pasuk required that the animal be in the north. So ben oif shekavalei kohen, so a bird carbon which the pasuk requires to being done with a kohen, like the pasuk says in Meikra Aleph, v'krivei hakohen el mezbech. The kohen has to bring the bird carbon near the mezbech. Umalak es roish, he does malika, which is the equivalent of shechita by the bird. He takes his But he takes his big thumb and he takes the fingernail and he cuts a hole through the nape of the back of the neck of the bird. So ain't a din shikvah leitzavin. So if it's more stringent that even it's, so to speak, it's slaughtering, it's malika requires a kain, isn't it a kal v'chaimer that it should require the stringency of being done in the north? Tamalayma ayisai, that's what the pasuk teaches us when it says that no, only the sar of the nasi, the animal carbon requires the north, but not the ben knife. However, ask the Gemara on this, but there's no kal v'chaimer. Mala ben tzayin, what do you mean? The animal carbon has a stringency, shekin kavel kli, where, for example, by the shechita, it requires a knife, as the pasuk says, v'yikach ha'samacheles. And moreover, is that when it's receiving the blood, it has to be received with a receptacle, a vessel, in contrast by the ben oif, by the bird carbon, where the malika is just done with the fingernail of the kayin. So therefore, why would I have thought to exclude it? Why would I have thought to say that it's going to require the north? No, it's a bird carbon. And it's not more stringent because it does not require a kli. So Ella rather says the Gemara, you write a different interpretation, Isa b'tzafen, telling us that the sar of the nasi requires to be slaughtered in the north, ve'im pesach b'tzafen. But the carbon pesach does not require to be slaughtered in the northern part of the azar. Because if not, we would have thought that it does require based on the kal v'chaimer. The time like Linda Braisa. He says, Yachal yeh pesach toin tzafen. You would think that the carbon pesach requires to be slaughtered in the north. Why? Because of a dinu. It's logical to say that. Uma oila, if the carbon oila, shekin le kavalei zman leshechatasi. There's no set time for when you have to slaughter the carbon oila. Yet kavalei tzafen has this stringency, has to be slaughtered in the northern part of the azarim. So pesach shekavalei zman leshechatasi. So the carbon pesach, which has a set time for when you could slaughter, it has to be bein arba'im, has to be in the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan. So it has a certain stringency of being limited in its time. So in adin shekavalei tzafen, isn't it a kavuchem that should have the stringency in space also that it should be required only to be in the north? Tamalema Aisai, that's what the Pasuk teaches, Aisai, to say that no, only the Sar of the Nasi requires, that is which is of Kachay Kachim, but not that of the Karban Pesach. On that as the Gemara, what do you mean? Why would I think that I needed to be Mamayated? Mala Oila Shekin Kol. Why would I think? No, Oila is more stringent, because it's totally burnt on the Mizbech. Oh, says the Gemara, no, Mechatas. Because if we didn't exclude it, we would have thought we would learn that of Mechatas, which is not totally burnt and requires Tzafen. So for sure, Pesach, which is has the limitation of Bein Arba'im, for sure should require the north. That's why you need to be Mechatas. Says the Gemara, no, but Malachatas, what we find is stringent Mechatas, Shekei Mechaper Sachayiv Ekrisis, that it atones for sins that would be make a person liable for Karas, which you don't get from Pesach. So it's not more stringent. So why do I need a Meat? Says the Gemara, Me Ashram, because I would have thought you learned it from Ashram. Says the Gemara, but Mala Ashram, how can you learn from Ashram? Shekein Kachay Kachim, which it still has a stringency of a Pesach that is Kachay Kachim. And Mekula Nami, even if you want to go ahead and learn that from a Mahatzad, from Chatas, Oila, and Ashram, you could still refute it and say, why would you require a Meat? Shekein Kachay Kachim, they're all Kachay Kachim, and that's required the North. Pesach, why would I think that it requires the North? Required to be Memuyed from the word Aisai. So the Gemara says, no, Lo Oilam Kudamar Mikar. Truthfully, it's like we said the interpretation before, which is Eise B'Tzafen. It's telling us that the Sar of Nasi has to be, the carbon has to be in the north, Vein Sheikh B'Tzafen. The one who's slaughtering does not require it to be in the north. Now with the Kashlach, but the question that you had was Midr Ba'ach and Afkelon, but you already know that from the Drasha of Reb Achye, which we said we saw before, V'Shachar Eise Al-Yerchem Ezbech Tzafayna. And that says the Gemara, the Eise that it says by the Sar of the Nasi, Lav Lemu'uti Sheikh B'Tzafen. The primary idea that we're learning from it is not to tell us to exclude that the slaughterer does not have to be in the north, because you're right, that we know from Abachia. Ella, however, we're using it as an inclusionary, because it's the inferential, which since we're excluding the slaughterer from being in the north, the inference is, but the one who receives the blood has to be in the north, because that's how we're expounding. Eise b'tzafen, and ein sheikh b'tzafen. But the slaughterer doesn't have to be in the north, because av makabel b'tzafen, but the one who's receiving the blood, which is a more stringent avodah that requires even the kain, that does have to be in the north. That is the Gemara Mekabel. The fact that the kain is receiving the blood being in the north, milokach velokach nafke, that we know as we said on Oman Alf, from the fact that it says velokach, that we created loy kach, that he has to take himself to the north, so we already know that. So the Gemara, no, lokach velokach lemashmalei. This opinion does not hold that of that drasha, because it's not really what the word is, it's inverted way of reading velokach, does not learn like that, and therefore he learns out from the Eisei of the Sar of the Nasi that it's coming to exclude that the halacha of the Shechita B'Tzafim, that we read in from Achim, but to infer, but the Kabbalah does have to be in the north. So the Gemara concludes and says, okay, Ashkechan Shechita Ba'ila Mitzah. We have a source that slaughtering a carbon oila in the north, and we know that initially has to be done like that. Kabbalah nami lemitzvah ashkechim. We also have a source that initially Kabbalah has to be done in the north, like we said, because the inference was av makablet tzafen. The sheikha doesn't have to be in the north, but the one who's receiving has to be in the north. Shchita veKabbalah akiv minolim. But how do we know regarding the carbon ayla that its slaughtering and receiving of the blood has to be done, and if not, it's going to be possible, it's actually integral. So Amar Vada Barava, he says, Amitam Hashem says, Rabbi Bar Shila, Kavochaimer, we know from a Kavochaimer. Uma Chatas, if regarding the Karma Chatas, Habo Mikoyach Oila, which, where do we know Chatas requires north? We know because the Pasuk compares it to the Karma Oila, and there it's Ma'akev, there it's Ma'akev, like we brought previously, we have double sources for the Chatas, Shana Ka'asav Lavla Akiv. So Oila Shabo Chatas Mikoyach, so regarding the Karma Oila, which is the source of Chatas requiring north. In addition to Ma'akevus, isn't a Kavachimer that it's going to be Ma'akev if it's not done in the north. So although you only have one pasuk for the Eila, but we know from a Kavachimer, from Chatas, that it's going to record, that it's Ma'akev. And that is the Gemara, but Ma'al Chatas, how can we learn from Chatas, Shekim Mechaperes Achiv Krisis, is not a Kavachimer. We find a stringency by Chatas that atones for sins of Krisis in contrast to an Eila. Maybe there it's Ma'akev if it's not done in the north. Who said that's going to apply to the Eila? So Amar Avinah says, Hakashu Lil Rav Ad Bar Ava. This was what was difficult to Rabbi Ab, in other words, it's for this reason that he expounded as Kavul Chaimer. Because Klumetzinu, do we ever find Tafel Chamam in the Iker? Something secondary more severe than the primary? In other words, can you have something that's learnt out from something else, like in this case with the Chatas, where the whole halacha requiring the north is learnt from Ayla, because the primary halacha of Tzafin, where it says explicitly in the pasuk, is by Ayla, and we only know Chatas were compared to Ayla. And then yes, it repeats it again by Chatas, Shana V'kasav La'akiv. And therefore, by default, you have to say that the Eila is going to be Ma'akev too, because how could you have a Tafel secondary be more severe than the Iker? And that's what was bothering Rav Ad Bar Ava. That's why he said the Kavul Chaimer, because you cannot have a Tafel be more Chomer than the Iker. And that's how we know that even by Eila, Tzafen is going to be Ma'akev.